Good morning. I was so busy welcoming people, I missed the cue to stand up here and welcome you. My name is Barbara Fote, and I'm a member of this congregation. And welcome. I know we have some visitors here because of the special music, and we hope that you feel the love and care of this congregation, whatever brings you here, whether it's curiosity, whether you come here by custom, whether there is some crisis in your life for which you just need a little peace and quiet or inspiration. Thank you for coming. This is a place where we hope that you find that kind of inspiration. We have a very special service today, but let me give you just a few thoughts. If you are new, I hope I've gotten around to give you a brochure, or we'll catch up with you later, or somebody else on the welcome team will, to tell you about the missions and ministries of this congregation. We fed, 100 and some stark. How many did we feed this morning? 78 people, and it was a cold morning, and that warm breakfast made a difference. We are a church doing lots of mission and ministry, and you'll find out about that here. If you will open up your sheet of bulletin, there's lots of little things in there I want to explain. The yellow slip, we would really love to have your name and contact information, whether you're here for the first time or the thousandth time. And then on the flip side, there is an option for a prayer request if there's a concern on your heart. And you can write that down, and those will be shared in the service. If you do have a prayer request, then the ushers will gather those. And if you don't, just for your attendance, then just drop the yellow slip in the offering plate. Jeannie wants to tell us about some Christmas Eve activities, I'm guessing.
Hi, I'm Jeannie. I'm the director for the Christmas Eve pageant, so I need kids to play angels and shepherds and kings, and I need maybe some older youth to do readings. So please come see me after the service and this week or next week, and we'll get signed up. So we'll have a wonderful Christmas Eve pageant.
And if you haven't been here, Jeannie always gets a real baby Jesus, which I think is just incredible. So that Christmas Eve, the pageant, we have another service on Christmas Eve at 10. All the Christmas stuff is in this gray kind of starry night brochure. I'd also like to remind the No Fault Orchestra that you're going to practice after worship, and they will be playing next Sunday in worship. You should see a pink slip. Everybody got that? Now, they may not be the greatest thing on cholesterol, but they are yummy in your mouth and tummy, and that's Cinnabon. So go to Destiny next Saturday, pick up those last few gifts, and tell Cinnabon that you are affiliated with United Methodist Church, and some of the proceeds from their sales that Saturday will come to help in our outreach and food pantry. So that's great. Pecans, for the person that you don't know what to buy for, who doesn't like nuts, right? Or you could be funny and tell them they're nuts, and that could be a cute little thing. Or stocking stuffers, whatever. Again, help for our food pantry and outreach ministry, and those are going to be sold in the gathering room right after worship. And then our favorite Finlayson Schuler family Christmas gift to us in the neighborhood. They fix Christmas dinner. They've been doing this for years since the children were like this and got a day out of school to help cook. And we do need a little help for desserts and setup and music and other things. So if you can help, that's the green slip, and just drop that in the offering plate. Lots going on at this church, and forgive me for taking so much time, but these are really important things, and I think I have gotten everything except, see the little bags up there by the manger? This is part of our Advent ministry and project, and if you are a college student or a 20-something, that is a finals week care package for you, or if you're out of college and working, a holiday stress reliever package for you. So be sure to check with me after the worship service, and we'll get those out. Again, just sharing the love of this congregation with people both here and in our neighborhood. And with that, let us continue our worship.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here, and I'd like to send a warm welcome out to each and every one of you today. I invite you to take a deep breath. Imagine that what is above you is a starlit night. And in this moment, all is calm. All is bright. This year is the 200th anniversary of the debut of Silent Night, Holy Night. Our Advent worship series celebrates this beloved carol's message over the entire season of Advent with its call for our lives that can guide us all year long. Today's theme is Glory's Stream. That's certainly going to happen today as we experience special music by our senior choir and East Syracuse Manoa Chamber Choir, led by our own music director, Amy DeBurgess.
Silent night. It was the night when joy was born, and just as now the world was torn, but all was calm and all was bright. The star above gave out its light. Dear people all around the world, let us unite and we will show how joy can bring us, how joy can help us grow.
As we continue our commemoration of Silent Night, Holy Night, let's speak the second verse together in an awestruck voice. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. The shepherds got quite a wake-up call that night when the sky lit up. Awe at the transformative glory of what God can do in their lives is the focus this week. Glories are streaming every day if we only have eyes to see. How would our lives be renewed if we saw the world and our lives through the lens of wonder?
Thank you. We continue this season of waiting by lighting the second candle, anticipating the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
Wondrous God, we open ourselves to hear your call today, to become those who not only see the joy all around us, but can also be joy and bring joy to all around us, in our lives, our families, our communities, and our world.
The Advent message is joy within our hearts and joy for the world. Please stand in body or spirit and join in singing number 240 or on the screen, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Amen. Please remain standing because worship is a communal act. Please take a moment to greet those around you with maybe saying, peace be with you, or the peace of Christ be with you. When you hear the music start, it means it's time to return to your seats, and children, as they are comfortable, can come forward and talk with me. Will the children come forward as they're comfortable? Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Hello, all the way down here. So we have a lot of singing today. Hasn't it been great? Yeah, I've really enjoyed it too. So today is the second Sunday of Advent. This is the season when we prepare for the birth of Jesus. And one of the great traditions of Advent is the five candles, which are right here, but we only have two so far. And so each week a different candle is lit until all of them on Christmas Eve, all five of them are lit on Christmas Eve. So let's hold up our hands like we have a pretend Advent wreath with five candles like this. So last week we lit the peace candle, so use your other hand and light the peace candle. Just touch one. And today we are lighting the candle for joy. So we're going to light a different candle with joy. Wonderful. So will you pray after me? Will you speak after me? Okay. In the silence of the night, in the silence of the night, by the star's gentle light, by the star's gentle light, peace is born. Peace is born. Joy is born. Joy is born. Amen. So we need joy in our lives. Joy is different than peace. In fact, joy stands out so much that in the traditional Advent wreath, while most of the candles are purple, joy is pink. And did you notice up here we had a pink candle today, the last one lit that Joel lit for us? Today we are trying to see, joy is an important idea to keep in mind because guess what? Today we are trying to see our lives through wonder in the simple things like in this baby. So let's watch this baby. Oh, the dad's doing it. Made this baby laugh so much, didn't it? Playing with the baby made the baby happy, and that laughter makes us have more joy and more happiness, and it goes deeper and it lasts longer. The laughter of one child can fill the whole house with joy. Isn't it amazing how when we bring joy to others, it fills us with joy too? So let's tiptoe back to whoever brought us, so we can sit together, all right? And we'll continue worship listening to this wonderful music.
The recurrent theme in the Hebrew Scriptures, or Old Testament, is the coming time when all nations will worship God together in peace. Hear these words from the 86th Psalm. All the nations that you've made will come and bow down before you, Lord. They will glorify your name because you are awesome and a wonder worker. You are God, just you. Teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused only on honoring your name. Jesus' mother Mary's heart was focused only on honoring God's name and God's plan for her. Listen as the ESM Chamber Choir sings, "Mary, Did You Know?"
Listen to the familiar story of angels visiting the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth, as told in the Gospel of Luke. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors."
What a wonderful day of awe and wonder. Our call to prayer this Advent season is, "Christ be our light." New songs can seem awkward at first, but by the end of a worship series, they have often become a part of us. Join the choir as you are comfortable as they sing. The ushers will collect your prayer slips to be read aloud as the choir sings.
For light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ be our light. Shine in your church. Gather today.
Amen. So today, as a part of our time of prayer, I would like to take a moment to pray over the coats that were brought in today. Now, if you forgot coats or hats or mittens today, we'll take them any day of the week. Don't you worry. You can bring them in any day. So will you join me in prayer as we pray for the coats and those who will wear them? God of love and light, compassion and justice, be with those who brought the coats, the hats, the mittens, the gloves, the boots, Be with them that they know that what they have done today by sharing your love in the form of a warm piece of winter equipment, that they have done your good work. To those who may wear the coats, let them know that they are loved by you and by all those who brought in coats today. Let the coats and the hats and the gloves and the scarves and the boots warm their hearts and their bodies and their spirits and their souls. And let all who wear a coat or anything here know that you are always with them. Let them know that no matter what happens in their lives, that you are ever present and ever wonderful. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Some prayers are spoken and others still unspoken are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. Wrap them in your love so tight. Guide them in your holy light. Amen. We will have a period of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and finally, the Lord's Prayer. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and breathe out, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, today we come to you with eyes and ears and hearts full of wonder. Full of wonder as we hear these beautifully gifted voices and instruments and directors play. We come to you in wonder over simple things that make babies laugh, like ripping paper. We come to you in awe and wonder for all the things that glorify you and remind us of you. Be with each of us that we may continue to live in awe and wonder of all the things that you have done today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Be with each of us as we live into the gifts that we have been given by you, that we might serve you in justice and compassion. In this season, be with all those who are feeling lonely. Be with those that may need an extra hug or an extra smile or may need an extra phone call so that they know that their friends and neighbors and family are not so far away. Today, as we live in awe and wonder of what is and what will be, we praise you. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. During the month of December, our study groups that meet Friday afternoons and Sunday mornings before church are making gifts to distribute to groups in the community. Each week, in different ways, we will contribute to the peace and light, the calm and bright in our community. This week's project were two things. We made these final exam survival kits for our college student friends, and we also started working on gifts to give our breakfast friends on the 23rd of December. We have placed these offerings around the manger. You are welcome to join us on Friday afternoons or Sunday mornings this coming week for a conversation and for our next gift assembly. Committed Christians have been serving this community in this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. Advent and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us of why we are here and why it is important to maintain our witness in this place. So don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect our offering today. Imagine the joy of our Savior's birth. Listen as our choir proclaims this joy, singing All Bells in Paradise by John Rutter. standing and join me in the responsive prayer of dedication. Generous God, we thank for all you have given us, and we offer our gifts for the sake of being your hands and feet, the body of Christ. Open us to even more ways to give, so that we might offer your death-defying love and joy to all. Amen. And now, our joy becomes a song as we join together in singing hymn 89, or up on the screen, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Amen. Please be seated. Our worship is coming to an end, and after the postlude, if you have a few minutes, come back and talk with our musicians and our singers back in the gathering room. We have treats today. We have received the light. We have shared the light together, and now we prepare to take that light out into the world. So please join me in an Advent blessing. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer peace to all you meet. Like Christ, see God in all you meet.
All the way, on the sun, on the way.
Thank you, ESM Chamber Choir, and thank you, UUMC Senior Choir.